Yesterday, a lady spoke to me after the programme and she was absolutely distraught. Why? Well, she's 69 years of age and she's living with her husband. And her husband took a stroke many years ago and he's not able to look after himself. And so this lady needs the help of society. She needs the help of the community. Her husband worked all of his life and he needed to go to hospital. And what happened? Two ambulance personnel came out to the house and this man can't move himself. He can barely lift one arm. And the ambulance people looked at him, looked at his wife and said, well, we're not getting him up out of the bed. Yes, there's a hoist there, but we're not touching him. Health and safety. We can't help you. And so this 69-year-old frail lady was left to attempt to struggle to get her husband out of the bed while two ambulance personnel just watched and said, computer says no, we can't help. We're not doing anything to help. Have a listen to Frances telling her story.
Absolutely a nightmare.
Tell me what's happened, Frances.
Well, my husband, Stephen, is paralysed 12 years. He collapsed with a massive stroke and only given 24 to 48 hours to live.
My goodness, how old was he?
He was only in his 50s.
Right.
And as the years progressed, instead of him getting better, he was getting worse. He took cancer and everything. But he lived to tell the tale, thanks be to the Lord. He set to see me and everything. But what happened, Stephen, he has a large Staghorn stone on the left kidney. And we had to go yesterday at 10 to 3 to see Mr. Young in Craigavon Area Hospital. It's going to be nip and tuck all the way. And the ambulance arrived for us, and lo and behold, the ambulance drivers, the crew, stood and looked at me, and they would not have me to get Noel off the bed onto the stretcher.
Why not?
They're not allowed, seemingly.
They're not allowed?
Not allowed, seemingly.
How old are you, Frances?
I'm 69 in September, they're past.
And your husband is what age?
70.
And so these two men stood watching you as you tried to get your...
Man and woman.
And they stood and watched because they weren't allowed to help you help your husband out
they
of the bed.
They wouldn't even help me with a sling to put the sling on and hoist him from the bed onto the stretcher.
Why not?
Not allowed. I don't know who made them rules, whether it was your man Pooch or not. I don't know. Now, see, when I was in there, I had two heart attacks and I got stints in. And also suffer from fibromyalgia. And had cancer myself. And I was determined to keep my husband at home with the help of the Lord to look after him because the homes are rotten.
Have these ambulance men helped you before with Noel?
Yep. They might have used the hoist, but they would have used the banana board or the slide sheets. Because the last time Noel was, it was like... only way to describe it was like 7 pounds of liver sitting on his lap.
I get
him off the bed onto the stretcher. They brought the stretcher right up to the bed and slid him off it. But they had done nothing yesterday. And I'm sitting here and I can hardly wash a cup.
Why?
Because I'm not sure. I suffer from fibromyalgia. And my back, my arms, my chest, you name it, Stephen.
Because you had to lift your own husband.
Uh-huh. I find it hard enough to get each day through, Stephen.
This programme, it really does frustrate me. Not because of people like you contacting me. Thank goodness people like you have a programme like this to come to. But what on earth do the authorities think they are doing?
Like, I don't know, Stephen.
Why? Why are they doing this to people like you?
I don't know. And I said, the reason why, Stephen, I never done nothing like this in my entire life. But the reason why I'm doing it, Noel's only one. How many people out in the community worldwide are on their own, has nobody, and they're coming in this situation too. Because it's beyond a joke.
So let me picture the scene inside your house one more time. Your husband had a stroke a number of years ago. He's more or less bedridden.
He is bedridden.
He is seriously ill.
Yeah.
He can't fend for himself.
No.
You
he's
are
his left arm.
You are seriously ill yourself. your husband has a hospital appointment. They send an ambulance to pick your husband up and bring him to the hospital.
That's right.
You're a 69-year-old lady.
Yep.
And two medical staff, two ambulance staff, rather than helping to lift your husband onto the hoist, into the ambulance, they stand there, they look at you, and they say, we can't touch him.
They're allowed to do it. And I was walking up the corridor to the Stone Clinic, and one of the ambulance crew was actually taking my pulse going up it because my bottom lip was going black. But a man had worked hard all his life doing two jobs, they took his throat.
Now they can't help him.
No. They don't want to know you. There's nobody to stand up for you. Nobody to speak volumes.
Well, we'll be speaking volumes and we'll be standing up for you. Let me assure you, we'll be standing up for you. Thank you so much. We will be asking the ambulance service, by the time this is broadcast, what the hell they are doing. What are they doing leaving a 69-year-old lady like you? You've worked all your life. You're a decent person. And you're.
I worked up to 89 to the cancer come back, and then I wasn't allowed to work no more.
And you're walking into a hospital and your lips black and your lips quivering and you're sore all over. You've got fibromyalgia and these people just look at you and say, sorry, we can't help.
That's right.
It would, you know, the world has gone mad. Absolutely mad.
It has. The TNB sick now. Too bad, so sad. You forgot about.
What do you want me to do about this, Francis?
Broadcast it. See what you can get sorted out. Because they could have used a banana board. They could have used light sheets. And tuck Noel, you got to put the stretcher up again the bed and slid Noel off the bed onto the stretcher and that was it, over and done with. But they didn't do it.
They stood there and said, computer says no. Can't do it. I don't know.
It's a nightmare.
Well.
And I don't think it's for this generation.
Well. Let's see what the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service has to say about themselves, and let's see if they're proud of the two people that visited your home.
Stephen Noel can't even talk. He knows what you're saying, but he can't answer you back.
Wow.
All he can do is, hey.
We'll be talking for him.
Somebody the use of his left arm.
Francis, I'm so sorry. You have enough on your plate without this.
My two daughters live far away. One lives away at the end of Newton Hamilton. No one lives away at the far end of Newry. Like, I'm on my own here, Steve.
Francis, I want you to listen to me, okay? Now, listen to me. You're not on your own, because I am going to make sure that everything you're entitled to, you will get. And I'm going to make sure that if they're supposed to help you get your husband out of that bed, I am going to make sure they do it the next time. Okay? Now you leave this with me, Francis.
Thank you very much.
You see your voice today? I hope the ambulance service hear you today and the pain that they've inflicted on you today. And those two people that take a salary within that ambulance service, I hope this rings very loud in their head.
What are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to come out, hop in the ambulance, sit in the seat with their bottom, and steer the steering wheel, end the story, and get a big wage for it?
Francis.
What, love?
You leave this with me personally.
Thank you.
Do you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
You leave this with me.
Thank you very much, Stephen.